Dr. Wirrabbit here. I work as a vet in New Zealand, but I'd rather be making bangers and playing on main stage, so this is how it's going to work. I'll give you one piece of free veterinary advice, and then you have to listen to my tune. Today we're going to be dropping illegal 12 to 6 halbos on cats with FIC. So how do you tell if your cat has feline idiopathic cystitis? So it's like an inflammation of the bladder, and idiopathic is just a real scientific word for saying we don't actually know why it happens. But they'll basically just go in and out of their litter box, be straining, and taking longer than they normally would, and that should like throw alarm bells. So keep an eye on that. Or they could have little bits of blood in their urine, or just not be producing any at all. They'll go in there and nothing's coming out, or they start vocalizing, anything like that, and it's a bit dodgy. Even though we know nothing like why it happens, these are the only things that we know work to like sort of decrease the chance of it happening. So there's increasing water consumption. All of that is just all of that is just switching to a canned diet. It can reduce the recurrence from 40 to 10%. So you just go wet food if you're not going to do anything else. The other thing is you can use specifically like science diets. So your Hill's CD or your Royal Canin SO will like also really help reduce the chance of it happening. And then multimodal environmental enrichment, all that means is like basically however many cats you have, you should have plus one of everything. You got two cats, you should have three of everything. Three litter boxes, three water fountains, whatever, because they can be like secretly bullying each other and like stopping them drinking or eating from each one. So that's the only thing that works. Now onto the tune. This one's called a spinal injury, because that's how your ears are going to feel after listening to it. Here we go. Oh, yeah.